Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys. Also, check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Thank you so much for your support. You can listen to the show on Spotify, on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. You can also email me. Email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Well, that was Hole in One from Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, their latest album. And I hope that he'll be calling in a second. You know, with these superstars, man, they got a busy, busy schedule going from place to place. And things are picking up now because some COVID restrictions are definitely loosening up. You know, musicians had a really rough time over this COVID. I mean, artists in general, think about like actors and stuff, dancers, things where people have to be close to one another and intimate, if you will, and they cannot do their art. It's really straining. So a lot of people have been going online and holding concerts that way. I know people have been doing lessons with, you know, people who needed help with their skill set and stuff like that. So, you know, anytime you see an artist, remember, give them a tip. You know, if they got the guitar thing out in the street, help them out, help them out. All right, I think this is our guest, Delvon Lamar. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm
all right.
You're a busy man.
I'm trying to be.
I mean, you're moving all over the place, trying to play music, moving. I mean, When do you have time to sleep and rest?
Sleep? What's that? Never heard of such a thing. I've been going, like, especially last. Yeah, I've been moving, man.
I know.
Things don't seem to slow down.
But that's good, right? I mean, things are picking up for you guys as artists and as musicians.
Yeah, things are starting to get back on track. You know, we're starting to get out and get some more shows and stuff like that. You know, 2020 was a rough year, so it's just good to be back on the stage, man. It just feels so good.
I just played for the audience Hole in One. That's from your I Told You So album. I understand that was actually done in 2019, but you're just getting it out. What have you been doing during the COVID time? To keep yourself busy and not drive yourself crazy or your family crazy.
Well, you know, we recorded the I Told You So album back in November of 2019. And we had planned on releasing that at the beginning, like March of 2020. But then, you know, everything went crazy. And so we decided to push it back. At first, we pushed it back a few months to like the fall or, you know, around October or something like that of 2020, and things just seemed to get worse. So we're like, we're just going to release it in January, you know, regardless to whether, because we wanted to tour the album, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Actually, you know, 2020 has been, you know, very productive musically, you know, because before that we were always on the road and, you know, we didn't settle down. We'd be on the road for 8 months out of the year, you know. So, you know, finally having the time to sit down, I've written probably like 80 tunes. We've recorded more songs, also working on a new project. It's going to be called D'Lo 3 and Friends, and it's going to incorporate, you know, Delvon Lamar Organ Trio as the bassist, and, you know, feature guests that we've met over the road, you know, since mm-hmm. we've been going on tours and stuff like that. So it's been very, very productive. Financially,
yeah,
it sucked.
initially, it sucked, right? Washing your hands, wearing the mask, staying 6 feet apart, not seeing friends. Yeah, minor details.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to play Aces for them from the album I Told You So, okay? Give them a little taste.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
With the organ, you started out with some other instruments. What other instruments were you playing before?
Oh, well, I played literally every instrument I got my hands on, except for guitar. I can't play that thing for nothing. But I actually started off on baritone horn, like in junior high school. It was one of those deals where you had to pick an elective class and you either had to take cooking or piano or guitar, and I didn't want to do any of that, so I just picked the guitar. And when I was in the band room, I lied to the band teacher. I said, oh yeah, I saw a horn on the floor. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, I can play that. He said, good, I'll put you in band. And the next semester he did put me in band. I picked that thing up and I just watched a guy next to me and I actually played it. And then I started going through the band room and trying to, you know, just kind of putting together instruments in the band room and playing them. It's gross, I know, but I was young, so I got an excuse. But that's when I realized I can literally play any instrument. Like, I picked up flutes, clarinets, trombones, tubas, you know. And
Ooh,
I finally settled them.
Oh, my God. I hate you. I can play the flute.
So,
I can play the flute. I can play the piccolo. I wanted to learn piano. That's on the list somewhere. But, yeah.
Yeah, so I ended up I ended up settling on trumpet and drums, and I played drums for a long time, and I still do. I ended up getting a call to play with this cat, this organist in Seattle. His name is Joe Doria. Super good. He's a really good organist. And I've never seen anybody play organ before. Not like that. You know, when I was in church when I was younger, the pastor's wife played organ, but I wasn't really into music, so I wasn't paying any attention. But I saw Joe play, and we were playing jazz, and it's just like, dude, I've never seen that before. So one day a drummer comes in, sits in on drums, and asks Joe if I can play. And he let me play, and I sat down at the organ, played it like I've been playing it my whole life, right out the gate, pedals and all. So that's what I decided to do.
That you're like a savant of, you know, instruments. That's really a rare thing to find. But, I mean, a lot of artists do play more than one thing. And even artists, you know, they cut or go over to other genres. Say, like, a dancer may become an actor, or actor, you know, could play an instrument. You know, they do different things.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, you're definitely, like, you know, one of those savants, you know, with that number of instruments. I mean, so you can like take your place of like, if somebody gets sick, you can just, you know, run in and take their spot, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's funny. Cause like, when I was in junior high school, that's exactly what happened, is like whatever instrument we didn't have, the band teacher knew I can play all these. So whatever instrument we were missing, he would just shove me on that instrument.
Oh my God. Did you have any family members that played music or were into the music industry?
Yeah, I had a couple family members. My mom was a singer. She used to sing backup when Johnny Taylor used to come to Seattle. She used to sing backup for him or whenever he came. This was when she was in Chicago. So she used to do that. I had an uncle who had a little funk band back in the day. They were called Unfinished Business. And they actually have an album. I found it. I got to buy it. I haven't got it yet. And I got a couple other uncles that had like funk bands or rock and roll bands. And my brother's a hip hop producer.
Okay, so really, a hip hop producer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He goes by Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, you talked about albums. You know, people are getting back to listening to music on albums. How do you listen to your music, especially since you're, you know, play all these different instruments and probably into all these different sounds? What's better for you? CD, DVD, you know, album, record? What's the deal?
I don't know. I'm partial to vinyl. You know, I just love the way vinyl sounds, you know. There are certain things missing when you start processing music to digital. Like, there's just certain things that are missing. But, you know, vinyl, I don't know, it's just so raw. I like music raw. Like, I always tell people, like, I don't, like, even when I'm playing, I don't care about mistakes, man, because that stuff makes music real. And for me, like, listening to music on vinyl, it just gives a certain feeling. It's different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. A lot of people say that they like the vinyl. And I remember growing up, my dad had, like, oh, my God, tons and tons of albums. And, you know, I don't think he has them anymore, but it's just amazing how now everybody's going back to vinyl and record players are being sold and, you know, you can't, you know, find. I remember having like the old, like the, not like the Walkman. I'm old. I'm 51. But it's like you had the little CD player thing and you had the little carried around with you and stuff. But now it's back to the albums. So how did you get this group? Because I hear you didn't actually create this group. Somebody else did, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, that was actually my wife. Like, this whole band is my wife. She's a kind of founder and owner of Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. It was her idea. I never wanted to start a band. I was in bands at that time. And I watch all these band leaders go through all this craziness and trying to keep band members together. I said, I don't want anything to do with that. I'd just be a side guy. And she just watched me struggle so long, like not making any money, dragging around a 400-pound instrument for, you know, basically paying to play. I just wanted to play music. And she was like, you're too good for that, man. So why don't we start? Why don't you get some guys together, write some music, and I'll take care of all the rest. And that's what she did. And so we're literally here because of her.
That's awesome. I like her. She's a smart woman.
She is. She's very.
She's very smart, right? I want to play some other songs. This is Call Your Mom. All right?
Yeah.
Delvon, you still there? Did you, can you hear me?
I am. I did get disconnected, but
okay.
I got back in there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad you're back. So that was Call Your Mom, and Dan, you had a, not the original, one of your members was playing with somebody else. Tell us what happened with that situation and how you found a replacement.
I didn't understand your question. What did you say?
You had a different band member. The people who recorded this album, I told you so, were, one of them was not the original member. How did you find this replacement?
The drummer on that track is Grant Schroff. He's a member of a band called the Polyrhythmics, and they're good friends of ours. And, you know, over the years since our original drummer had left the band, you know, we kind of trying to find the right drummer for, you know, for our, for a permanent replacement. And so we ended up going on tour with Grant right before we recorded that album. So most of that music actually on the I Told You So album were actually not finished when we actually got to the studio. They were just grooves.
Wow.
And we actually wrote them in the studio. So we have to come up with other parts. We have to come up with melodies. We have to do all of that. So because during our sound check, we, you know, we always come up with grooves and new ideas during the sound check. But we were on a 31-day tour at that point, so we didn't actually get to finish writing these songs. So, and the studio session was literally like 4 days after we got back. So we just had to go to the studio and write it.
Where did you come up with the title, I Told You So? What's that about?
Funny story. So originally, like when we lost our original drummer, a lot of people thought because our sound was so unique and his style is very unique of drumming that they said, you know, would we sound the same? They were questioning, would we sound the same? Would it be as good? Things like that. And I said, you know, it doesn't really matter. If the music is good, people are going to dig it. And so it was kind of, the title is kind of trying to prove a point that, like, it can be just as good. It has a slightly different sound, but it's still as good as the original albums. So that's why I said, I Told You So.
Who were your mentors when you were growing up in your music? You mentioned that you were in a band. Was there anybody else that helped you along?
I've had a few people help me along, you know, but I had I give a lot of credit to, like, my junior high school band teacher was Sam Chambliss. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even know I could play music. Like I was, like I said, like I basically lied my way into music. But I give him a lot of credit. But my brother was a huge influence to me too, because he was like Sam. He had probably like a 3,000 record collection. That when you know he even collected
3,000?
Records his whole life.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, he's.
Wow.
He says he has a house. It's like he has a basement full of vinyl. But but he used to always buy these records, and because he was into hip hop, so he was always sampling records. And so he'd buy like the weirdest records that you can find. It's like it'd be like a Japanese. He can't even read the front. It'd be like a Japanese record or Chinese record or something like that. He'd look at the cover and be like, "Dude, that looks cool. I'm buying it." And he'd buy all these vinyls, and he had an ear for these things. He would just hear, he'd play it, not know what's going on, and he would be listening, and he'd be like, "Oh, you hear that?" And he'd play it back, and he'd sample it, and it'd be dope. I was like, I don't know how you heard that, dude. I didn't get it. But, you know, he was a big influence in my life, man. And, you know, as far as, like, heroes go, man, like Dr. Lonnie Smith was, man, that's my guy right there. Joey D. Francesco, you know, Stevie.
That's
you
a
got all
person.
The Booker T's. Sorry, what did you say?
I said Joey, he's a Philly. I'm from Philly, and Joey's Philly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
man, that guy is like on another planet. I tell you, man. He's on another planet, man. We actually became friends with him. We got to hang out with him, like, at the Detroit Jazz Festival and stuff like that. And I just watched this guy play. I'm just like, come on, man. That's all I can say. Every time I see him play, I'm like, come on, man.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who would you like to play with in the future, other than Joey and the people you already mentioned? Who would you like to play with?
One of these days I want to play with that drummer, Nate Smith. That dude, he's a sick drummer. I like Nate Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
No, go ahead.
I want to play music. One of my favorite guitarists nowadays is this cat, Peter Bernstein, and he's based out of New York. And he's on a lot of Dr. Lonnie Smith albums and stuff like that. And, I really like his sound. So play music with that cat. There's a lot of people.
So many, right?
I like to play with. there's a lot of cats.
Let me play some more of your music. I'm going to play Right Place, Right Time for the audience from I Told You So. Okay.
Okay.
Right Time from I Told You So by the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio. Tell me, what are some crazy stories that happened on the road? Something like just completely blew your mind that happened when you were touring. That's
well,
PG. Okay,
it
PG.
Was a,
let's make it PG.
I'll keep it PG. So one of the most memorable moments was we were playing at this place in France. It's a club called Fuzz Young. I think that's how you say it. And we're playing a song, and I'm in the middle of soloing, so I got my eyes closed, and, you know, we're just playing. And there's this lady, this old lady. I don't know, she had to be, like, in her 70s, pushing 80 maybe. She jumps on the stage and starts running at Jimmy James. And, this is mid-song, and she just right to his face and just shoves his face in her face. Like, and he's still playing, and he's trying to back up. And she had her, and she was trying to make out with him. And it was funny.
Oh, my God.
And the crazy part is I didn't see it because my eyes were closed, and I was just playing. I just saw the after effect of, like, security dragging her off the stage. They put her back down off the stage. And then I'm still going, and I, you know, my eyes closed again. And I opened my eyes in enough time to see the same lady making a beeline for me. Like, and she made it to me. She's pulling my jacket, my suit coat. And I'm trying to back up that I'm still playing bass lines with my feet, but I'm, like, leaning backwards. And it really felt like she was going to rip my jacket off. She was trying
oh
to kiss
God.
Me. I was like, man, that lady, I guess she really felt it.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, that's a lot, though. That's a lot. I mean, they didn't kick her out
funny.
The club? That's so weird that they just took off the stage, but they didn't kick her off the club.
Yeah, I guess she has a history of that, is what I was told. So,
okay.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's just different over there.
Well,
that was definitely memorable.
How do you deal with fans? Are you feeling overwhelmed when they're coming up to you, or do they feel like, you know, they're respectful and you're able to, like, you know, give them a moment? How do you deal with the fans when you're traveling?
You know, we're all, the way I look at it, man, is we're just people. We're all just people. Like, whether you're famous or not, you're just a person. And so, you know, most of the time people are respectful and we're respectful. You know, we talk, we hang out with the fans after show. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's what we do. But when they get out of line, they got to deal with Miss Amy Novo. That's my wife.
Yes.
She'll
yes,
take care of
okay.
that real quick.
Oh, my goodness. So now you mentioned that you cut a lot of songs when you were doing I Told You So. What is the feel of this next album going to be like? Is it jazz? Is it funk? Is it soul? Is it a mix of all? What's the feel of the next album?
Well, it's going to be funky. You're going to feel it.
Okay.
The next album's going to have our new permanent drummer. Dan Weiss is on that. And, you know, we wrote some stuff, and it's going to be dope. In fact, we were just listening to the tracks on the way, because right now we're in Seattle. We were just listening. It's going to be dope. That's all I can say.
So when can we expect it out?
Well, when can we expect it out? January of 2022. But we'll have some, like, releases up until then. You know, we got, like, we just released Cold as Weiss, which is a track that was on, that's going to be on the next album. So we released
mm-hmm.
that as a single. We got some other singles and other things that are going to come out before then, but yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. I love the album. I love the mix of the different sounds. I can't wait for the next one, and I hope you come back on the show to, you know, share. I'm going to be giving away some of this album, so people, please follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram. And Delvon, where can they find you on social media?
You can find us at DLO3 if you just go to DLO3music.com, that's DLO3music.com, that's our official website, and you can get all our social media, so our Instagrams, our Facebooks, our Twitters, Googles and Oogles, whatever else is out there. You'll get there from there.
All right. Well, you have a great time. Have a wonderful time, you know, setting up your new home. I know you just moved, and please get some sleep sometime in between writing these 80 or 90 or 100 songs that you come up with, okay?
Well, in 2 days, we got to drive to Virginia, so I'm probably not going to unpack anything.
Oh, gosh. Well, be safe when you're driving, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, I just got off the phone with Delvon Lamar from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. New album, I Told You So. I'm going to be giving away some copies of the album, so check me out on the social media. Stay tuned. I'm going to be speaking with poet Jericho Brown.